David Sample, welcome to the show. Tell us a bit more about yourself.
I'm a writer for Israel News Online. I write about Middle Eastern and also European politics and foreign policy, and I am also a filmmaker. I have a documentary coming out this year called Jerusalem Syndrome, which is a tour of the old city of Jerusalem.
You currently live in Manchester, correct?
Yes, I've lived here about 5 years in Manchester. I was originally in London. I'm Canadian born. And during the last 5 years, I got to know a lot of people in the Jewish community here.
Tell us a bit about Manchester after the horrific terror event.
Well, I mean, the thing is, because I studied Islamic history and I know all about this terrorism thing, and I know all about the various Muslim Brotherhood and the other movements in the Middle East, and which are people in Israel, of course, are on the front line of. I was expecting that eventually Manchester would get incidents like that, and it was terrible because 22 people were murdered, mostly children, and about 70 people were wounded, and it was a shock. But I wasn't surprised. And, of course, a lot of the people involved, the whole Libyan gang of extremists, two of them lived in my street, you know, and all over South Manchester, because we do have a problem of integration of Muslim communities in Manchester. Most of them are integrating, but a lot of them follow religious extremists, Wahhabism and things like that.
Do you think events like those are only the beginning in Manchester?
You can see it happening in France, Germany, here. We had the one in London, the car intifada, you know, the ones they do in Jerusalem. They did one right on Westminster Bridge, wounding about 60 people and killing five. And we're going to get more of that because they've said that they want to attack us from within our own countries. And the problem is they use people in the Muslim communities who are radicalized, or maybe they're radicalized by the mosques in many cases, and they use them to carry out these incidents and these plots. And it's going to happen more and more until we try and integrate the Muslim communities properly, because there's a lot of separateness. If you watch that documentary Made in Israel, Muslims in Europe, a few years ago, you can see that there is a problem of integration, a problem of no-go zones. And we cannot allow this to happen. We have to integrate people in the old North American way into a melting pot. When you move to a country, you have to accept the rules of that country.
Tell us about where you live, your neighborhood, and some of the activities you see from time to time.
So I live in a largely Muslim neighborhood, and I've been down to the Rosh Home area, which is the center of the Muslim community here. And I've seen people celebrating when ISIS does a terror attack. I've seen young Somalians in Britain who might as well not be British. You could put the quotes around. They're born here, but they're not of the society, and they're on the side of these extremists. Maybe their parents aren't, but they are. And this is because of the Wahhabi mosques that Saudi Arabia finances, that breed the most strict, extreme, and literal form of Islam, which basically jihad becomes their main mission in life. So I wasn't surprised, and I wasn't surprised it was done by people. There are a lot of problems in Manchester, and there are a lot of people who could be potential terrorists in this city, in my opinion.
I want to talk a little about the Jewish community in your city. Tell us about it.
It's the second largest Jewish community in the UK. It's about 30,000-40,000. I don't know the exact number. In North London, for instance, there's a large Jewish community like Golders Green, Edgware and Finchley. Here, the largest Jewish community is in the north of Manchester, in Salford, in places like Broughton Park, in Whitefield, and parts of Bury. And there's a big Orthodox community here. A fast-growing one, Orthodox and ultra-Orthodox community. I've been inside the Kehillah, and I've got them to vote for us at the last local elections, and I know a lot of those people. We're trying to engage them to vote in elections because a lot of them never voted before. But it's the fastest-growing Jewish community in Europe, as far as I know. A very happy Jewish community. They look after themselves. They've got a lot of charities. They help each other. It's quite a good story there.
Do you feel the rise of anti-Semitism in Manchester?
All the Jewish schools, all the Jewish, the mosques, and any Jewish event has to be secure. And this is because there was a rise in anti-Semitism in the last few years, especially with the Gaza war. And there have been attacks. There has been abuse. And it is necessary. And a lot of the conservative government put like £18 million a year to contribute to the security of the Jewish community. But it's no way to live, actually. But it's got worse.
David, you are a filmmaker. Tell us more about your work.
Well, in fact, I have the film I shot last in Jerusalem is a tour through the Crusader parts of the old city. And also, I've interviewed a lot of people at the Kotel about, you know, I've interviewed Arabs, everyone, to get a bird's eye view of Jerusalem. It's a fascinating film. It's actually quite humorous, too. But I've got another film which I still have to edit about the Kedem incident when the Palestine organization was boycotting the store. I still have to edit that film together. I've got about 8 hours. But ironically, my first feature film as a producer in Canada in the late 1980s was a film about a Palestinian family living in Toronto, Palestinian Christian family, about the generation gap. In this case, the daughter wanted to be Canadian. The parents wanted to be more traditional. I had actors like Mohamed Bakri in it and other Youssef Abed al-Noor and well-known Israeli Palestinian actors from that era in the late 80s. So that's ironic. And I worked with a director from Haifa who was not at all anti-Semitic. But that's, of course, after that you had the intifadas, et cetera. So it's become a lot more divided since then. I know a lot of Arabs, and they're not anti-Semitic. But I'm afraid you find a lot of anti-Semitism in Pakistani communities and Somalian communities and others like that because of Islam.
Any plans to come and film the Jewish community here in Australia?
I would love to do that. I would love to do that in future, but it's a question of money and time, etc. At the moment, I'm trying to get a documentary going about the British liberation of Jerusalem in 1917, working with a guy in Israel based on his book, 1917. I haven't officially got the rights, but we're talking to try and get some money from television because, of course, the liberation of Jerusalem involves the Australian Light Cavalry in one of the most amazing cavalry charges in history. It's the 100th anniversary this year. So I'm trying to get that production going.
David Semple, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you very much, Emmy. It was a pleasure talking to you.